And welcome back on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. News director and director of programming, Tristan Winder. Glad to sit down with Kathy Wellmont, joining us to discuss her candidacy for University of Nebraska Board of Regents. Ms. Wellmont, thanks for taking time for us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It's a nice sunshiny day and a great time to have a visit.
Absolutely it is. There's never a bad time to have a visit, though,
no.
I would say.
No, that's true. A cup of coffee might make it better.
Yes,
but,
never hurts.
No.
Now, Kathy, before we talk about your campaign and your candidacy specifically, could you give us some background on yourself, please?
Yes, I can. I started out to be a public school teacher.
Okay.
I was born and raised near Beaver City, where I still live. And I'm a sixth generation Nebraskan. I come from a farming background, and we also had a dairy farm that my dad worked on, and so did I. I went and got those cows. Raised our children there, 3 adult children, 10 grandchildren. And then after teaching public school for a while, made a move and ended up working with the physically and mentally challenged individuals at Bethagy Mission, later with Mid-Nebraska in Oxford. And then we moved back home to Beaver City. And I worked then for Kansas Department of Corrections over at Norton Correctional Facility,
okay,
which we're right on the Kansas line. So, you know, it was just an easy commute every day.
I was going to ask if you could tell us where Beaver City is. I knew that it was south and east and relatively close to the Kansas border, like you said.
Yes, we're directly south of Lexington, Nebraska, and just a few miles from the Kansas border. In fact, unfortunately, we happen to be in the area, too, where we've had those recent fires and still are fighting one yet today.
My goodness. Yeah, it's been devastating, that's for sure. And we'll continue to pray for rain, about all we can do, I think.
And that's... we just need that desperately. I
Absolutely.
Tell you, the dust blows bad, and I'm sure you have the same problem here, but we really need rain.
Now, Kathy, let's talk about your career in education. It's been a lifelong career in education from a number of aspects, obviously, as a teacher, as a parent, as a student. But when you were talking about elementary education, what grade levels were you discussing primarily?
I was teaching kindergarten through the 8th grade.
Okay, really? So
yes.
All different ends of the spectrum.
Well,
there.
You know, I'm just old enough. I was back there with those class 1 schools.
Okay.
And I had an aide that assisted me, but then you taught whatever classes you had there. My first year of teaching was actually 5th through 8th grade.
Okay.
So
interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And I'm sorry, I just think that was one of the best educations kids could get. You had so much time for individual attention. You could work with whatever problems perhaps they were experiencing. And it was a great time.
That one-on-one, I think, is crucial. And I come out of the North Platte Catholic school system where you still have that relatively small class size. I think I graduated with 23, maybe 24. So I would agree with you that one-on-one, there's nothing quite like it.
Oh, there isn't. You got to know every one of your students. They had faith and trust in you. We did all of the janitor work. You did all of the playground supervision. You were the coach sometimes for the little
sure.
football team that you had. So it was a great time.
Now, Kathy, tell us a little bit about what led to your decision to officially running for office this election cycle.
Well, I'll have to take you back a little further than that even. As I was working over at the prison system there in Norton, I noticed that my children were encountering some things in school that we didn't do when I was teaching. So I kind of started looking into that to see what on earth is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, I happened to attend a meeting in 1990 up at the Holiday Inn in Grand Island.
Mm-hmm.
And at that meeting, the then deputy commissioner for the state of Nebraska was outlining his great plan to have standards and assessments and, you know, kind of get everything marching in the same direction, supposedly. And at the end of that, he made a statement that really grabbed my attention. And he stated, "It will be 20 years before we know if this thing works or not." And to me, you've got this idea that you're going to pump thousands and thousands of dollars in. It's going to affect every child in the public school system.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even know if it's something that's workable. And that means you've kind of thrown away several years of students if it doesn't work. And now I'm here to tell you, it has not worked. Teachers are burned out. They're not able to teach in the way they feel their students need the best. They have a lot of pressure to simply march to what the state says. Well, this continued, and I decided to get a little more involved, ran for the State Board of Education, and here in Western Nebraska, I was elected, and I served 2 terms. And during that time, I was a strong voice for parents' control, for academic education, and local district control. That's something that's really important, too. And then I see that college students are encountering much of the same things now. They're being hit with things like critical race theory in many of their classes. It's infused in so many things. I've had students tell me that they've actually, you know, been harassed, kind of punished for the fact that they may have a conservative view. I've had students tell me they've had their grades docked because they don't agree with some of their liberal professors.
My goodness.
And this just is not right. And so I guess it's time to speak up, use some of that experience that I've gained through the years, and try to get what we need for our college students and our taxpayers.
Now, Kathy, before we talk about those college students in more detail, can we talk a little bit more about your time serving the state school board? What years was that roughly?
That was roughly 1995 I went on, and then for the next 8 years. And, you know, during that time, we were fighting things like comprehensive sex education. I think people think that's something new to hit the school system, but it's not. While I was on the board, I was an outspoken individual for making sure that we did not bring items into the classroom during supposed health instruction that was not appropriate. You know, mm-hmm. I'd name some of those things over the air, but that probably wouldn't be the best thing. But what I actually did during that time, I found that often they deny what's going on. You have to just put it in their face. And so with one of the federal grants at that time, I asked to read the grant. I believe in doing my research. I don't just look at agenda items and look down the table to the leader and say, what do you want? But I'm supposed to be here to represent the people of the district. And so I read the grant, and I saw that Center for Disease Control was referenced, and also I saw the name of the curriculum, Can We Talk? So I asked for that curriculum. I took it home. I studied it. And then in the teacher's manual, it told what the teacher was supposed to bring to class, pass out to the students, and then open the little packages and pull it up the arm and see, does it fit?
My goodness.
So I decided, you know what? The board needs that lesson. They're talking about putting this on our students. They need to experience that. So that's exactly what I did at the next meeting. I taught the lesson, passed out the items. They wouldn't pick them up off the table.
Oh, a little uncomfortable. Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. And I went back and took my seat, and one of the board members looked down the table and said, Kathy Wilmot, how could you do this to us? And my response is, how do you do it to a fourth grader? Because that's where it was headed. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We managed to win the vote that day. So that's the kind of person I am. When I believe in something, that's what I'm going to fight for.
And clearly do the homework and the research too, because we're talking about some in-depth reading here. This is not light reading that you just mentioned that you tackled.
No, you know, a lot of times at that time, of course, we weren't so digital in those days, but you might get a foot or more of materials to study for a board meeting, but those weren't very deep materials. You had mm-hmm. to look behind that. You had to look for the code words, look for the things that were taking away local parental control or local district control, and then bring proof back to the board and try to convince them.
Definitely some concerning things going on right now. Education throughout our entire state, Kathy, I think there's never been as much attention on some of these political offices as what there is right now. Numerous individuals running against incumbents, and we're talking about a number of individuals statewide.
Yes, and you know, to me, this is an exciting time. A lot of times when I was on the board, people kind of weren't paying attention. You had to go out and really bring material to them and try to get the word out. But now, I think people are paying more attention by and large. So I'm looking for some great changes from this election season.
Let's talk a little bit about the University of Nebraska Board of Regents. Obviously, the area that Bob Ferris currently represents and that you're trying to represent if elected in May and November, it's a vast region. Represents most of the western and south central end of the state.
It's 45 counties huge.
Wow. 45 yes. out of the 93, ladies and
yes.
gentlemen.
Yes.
My goodness.
So it's a very big area. And quite frankly, I had not planned on running. And due to some changes just before the deadline, it became necessary to have a conservative step forward and run for that position. So we made that decision. So it's been a hard, fast-paced race so far. And I have confidence that we're coming through the primary. And so I plan on working hard all through the summer and fall to meet everyone.
If elected, what do you plan to achieve on the University of Nebraska Board of Regents?
One of the things is I want education, not indoctrination. There's a lot of indoctrination occurring in our classrooms or in our students for college. And the problem with that is they're training our teachers that are coming up. They're, you know, more than just teachers, but they're definitely affecting the education field clear down to the kindergarten level. So I want education, not indoctrination. I want to look at what is being taught, what materials are being used. Example, there was an article that one of our professors has been using the 1619 project in some of the classes that she has. And the 1619 project just tears our history apart. It's extremely critical of the United States, claims that we've just been evil to the core from the beginning. And also the reason they call it 1619 Project, instead of our country being founded maybe or our independence in 1776, they're looking back to when they say slaves first came to the United States. So you can begin to see the negative slant that's being placed on everything. Another thing is, how is the money being spent? The university gets approximately not quite 14% of our state budget. They have other funds besides that, but that's a big chunk of our state budget. And how much of that's being spent on indoctrination or other things that perhaps are not that necessary? Something else that concerns me is in talking to a couple veterinarians out in the far western part of the state, they commented on the fact that the new individuals coming out are actually kind of still needing some oversight, almost an internship to be ready for their job. And you
really?
Know, yeah. And after somebody's borrowed money and gone into debt for the profession that they desire to be in and they want to be successful, that shouldn't happen. On March the 2nd, the curriculum coordinator from Grand Island Public Schools was quoted on the Nebraska TV news, and she stated that the teachers are coming to them without the skills necessary to do the job.
That's very concerning in the education field, as you know better than I do, with the extreme shortage we have of educators.
Yes, yes. And again, one of the reasons we have that shortage, I'm convinced when you listen to some of your teachers that's been there for a while, teachers that have retired, they got frustrated and gave up because they technically couldn't, quote, teach anymore. They had to march to all these requirements, and they could see what their students needed. That's where their heart is, but instead they were having to focus on other things. So those are just a few of the reasons. And also I've had conservative students talk to me about the problems that they have, the things that they face, and I believe that a student is simply a student. You want to come to school, you work hard for your education, it doesn't matter what your personal beliefs are, you should just be able to come to school and get that education. I had the privilege of meeting Katie Mullen, the student who in 2017 was harassed so bad by some professors that, you know, she had to be escorted off for her own safety. This should not be allowed. This is America. And that's what I want to see for our system here in Nebraska is the freedom.
Now, Kathy, if folks want to get a hold of you to learn more about your campaign and your candidacy, how can they do so?
Well, you can go to kathywilmot.com. I'm also on Facebook, Wilmot for Regent, or simply just email me, and that's kwilmot@atcjet.net.
Kathy, anything else you'd like to add today?
Just, I'm so happy to have this opportunity, and I hope that the people understand that, you know, I'm genuine. I had 8 years on the state board and my colors didn't change. I didn't give in to things I didn't believe in. And I did stand firm for the people here of Western Nebraska. And I would really appreciate the opportunity to do that again.
Kathy, thank you so much for taking some time for us. Best of luck on the campaign trail.
Well, thank you.